Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, May 3rd. I just lost it here. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I know you're expecting Kelsey to be here. I was too, but things have not turned out. I'm joined in the studio by Leah Pelka yet once again.
Hi.
Who is always there to fill in and take care of me. So I appreciate that, Leah.
Hello.
So what happened is Kelsey contacted me a couple days ago, and apparently some family issues and stuff like that. So she actually had to get up and move back home. So she won't be on the show anymore, and I'm really sad about it, you know, because we had a good run. It was short. It was only a few months. But you never know what's going to happen, you know. I mean, shit, life has surprises for us all the time.
So true, and we send you our love, Kelsey, since we know.
You need to bring up your mic a little bit for me, sweetie. Just pull it up a little bit. Yeah, there you go.
I felt like I was leaning in. I felt like I was gonna give you a good.
Yeah, no,
we're good here. All right, cool. We're like right here.
Leah is in that kind of mood this morning.
Always.
Yes.
We definitely send Kelsey our love because we know what's going on. So
yeah,
our love and hope everything goes well with you, babe.
I know, and so this is the situation, folks, and it's going to change. So, but in the meantime, we're going to have a great show for you today. We have a couple guests in the studio. We're going to have a lot of fun. I like when it's full house here. When we have four people in the studio, it's like a party, you know? So,
you know,
it's always
been
fun.
You the past few times. It's just been us and then the phone. And now it's like we have everyone here.
No, just that was only once. The rest of the times you were here, it was two phone guests when you were here? Okay.
Yeah.
But we also had a couple of studio guests here when you were here.
We did have some studio guests.
Wow, so you've been here several times.
I feel like it should be like the morning show with Sam, Lee, and occasionally Kelsey. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things.
Yeah, I know, because Kelsey was busy, and I hate to see her having to give all that up or at least put it on hold.
She's talented, too.
Yeah, very much so. So, yeah, so that sucks. But life must go on. The show must go on. And that's how we live in show business, right?
That's what they say.
Yeah. So how you doing, Leah? Tell us a little bit about yourself for those who don't know.
Because
some people may not have heard you before. So just a quick.
All right. Real quick then. I'm from Alabama, and I am here currently. Long time ago, I did some model for Maxim magazine. It was great. It was wonderful. I enjoyed it. I had a great run. And then I chose a family life. I had two children, got a divorce, decided, you know what, like, I'm not going to go back to Maxim. I can't. I have two little girls.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to answer to that one day.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to do that. But I started doing this different fine nude art modeling where everything is covered, but it's very artistically placed. So, bam, threw something up, was like, I don't care anymore. Like, I'm just in a place in my life where I've accepted everything about myself, and it blew up. And then suddenly, boom.
Yeah, I know. Model. And they talk about body image and all these things, you know, and I just don't understand why. You know, I mean, I can understand the pressure that women have to look good and all that stuff, you know, but we got to give people a break, you know. I mean, I see posts all the time about women saying, you know, I had kids and my body is never going to be the same and things like that, you know, but what can you do? I mean,
grow
up, we age, we change, you know.
And you're right on both accounts. I mean, like, especially the millennials, you look at people who have Tinder, and it's so easy to look at, like, Instagram and swipe left and swipe right and find what you like, and it's all instant access.
Right.
It's hard to stay true to yourself. Like, look at the Kardashians. Like, there's an epidemic now. Every bitch looks like a Kardashian bitch. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, right?
You just look around, and you're like, holy shit, it's a sea of Kardashians. And I'm like, it's annoying. You need to stay yourself, and so it's one of those things where it's really refreshing where you find yourself finding your own voice, and it's like when I hit that point in my life when I've stopped trying to be a part of Maxim and something else and start doing what I wanted to do. Everything opened up. Now I'm on radio. Now what am I not doing right now?
Yeah.
I'm writing a book. What's going on? It's amazing. It's just, so it's been totally incredible. So I think that staying true to yourself was probably the one thing that really got me when I got out here. Mm-hmm. I thought I would join in and try to do just like everyone else.
Right.
And I found I was the exact opposite, and that's what I've loved most about being here and being in LA.
Yeah.
So much opportunity here.
Cool. So everybody go ahead and move to LA. We got plenty of space
Boom.
Here for everybody.
See you here.
Only 4 million people. We can handle a lot
we
more.
We don't care about traffic. Just
exactly.
Jam it up. We don't
yeah,
care.
Exactly. Just come on in, everybody. Just come here to LA, and that's fine. You know, we've only tripled our population in the past few decades, probably.
And
you
we
know?
Have the worst traffic. Like, there's a report that came out recently. Like, we mm-hmm. have the worst traffic, but I'm totally yeah. chilling, and I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's great. I turn on my music, and I just do what I do. I answer yeah. emails, whatever.
Yeah. You know, I think you'd feel it a lot more if you had to drive a lot. I don't know how much you drive, but I would imagine if you drove a lot, you probably wouldn't be talking like that. You know,
I do
because,
drive a lot. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm saying that to be an asshole, just to be like, yeah. I do drive a lot.
Oh.
But no, it's like
okay,
from,
so you
from
do.
Going back. Well, no, my best friend lives in Orange County, and I go visit her at least once a weekend. Hey, Sherry.
Yeah, so you have to go on the freeway.
So I do, and it's
yeah.
like it's always because the construction, like 2 hours. It's stupid, but I'll sit there and get so much work done and be so productive. It's ridiculous. So I'm like, I'm coming to see you, Sherry, because I have writer's block.
Whoa,
it's dope.
Cool. So you're writing a book, too?
I'm writing the compliment to Jared's Modern Male. I'm writing Modern Female. And then I'm back writing all these articles for something that we hope to have happening. Because I think we all know that cable's going to be obsolete soon.
Mm.
And that Netflix and stuff will be having channels. And so we're hopefully going to be able to get our own channel, do something like that. So we're writing back content for it. And then
oh, cool. Very cool. So you guys are ahead of your time. That's good.
We're doing a
That's the thing to do.
We're doing a thing. Trying to stay on top of shit, you know?
Yeah. So in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by our guests. I just wanted to touch on the point that today is the primaries in Indiana.
Oh,
and today is going to mark the day where Cruz goes home. And I don't know what Sanders' situation is, but I think today the presidential race is going to be predetermined. And you know, as usual, it doesn't have to come to California for us to
Hasn't
decide.
Already been
we never have any say in anything. By the time the election gets here, we're the last ones.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. I'm going to be a total asshole, and people are going to be mad at me. And guess what? I don't care. I don't vote. You know why?
Yeah,
I
don't
vote because I don't
shit.
Give
yeah.
a shit. Exactly.
Yeah.
No one's going to make me happy. I'm difficult to please. I totally admit that shit.
Right.
But I mean, like, I'm not going
to.
But totally
shouldn't you
agree
go for something
anyone.
Closest to what you believe? Because
they're
look,
both total assholes.
No, that's
not,
true.
Neither one of them are going to win.
But you know, one of them is going to win, so you might as well win
that,
for the
and
one
and
that's closest.
And may the best asshole win. But yeah. I'm not voting for either one.
But look, it affects your life. You know, that's why people are talking about. This election being so important because it affects everybody's lives. You know, I mean, it's security, economy, you know, jobs, shit like that. You know,
I mean,
agree.
Neither
so
one of them have a good plan.
It's
in
our future.
Getting us out of it. So
yeah, I know, but
next
it will
eight
be.
Years, like, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, but as I predicted some time ago, I don't know if it was that hard to predict, but it's definitely Trump and Hillary running in November and. We'll see.
Who's your favorite, Sam?
Look, I can't go with Hillary. Trump is not that great either. But
see what I'm saying?
No, I know.
Asshole.
But Trump is closer to what I believe than Hillary is. I just don't, you know, I used to support her. In fact, I voted for her over Obama 8 years ago. But now she's changed. Look, Hillary means more of Obama, and
well,
I definitely
say,
don't
if
want
I had
that.
To vote for the two, I would definitely go with more of the same than this erratic shit.
Really? No.
Yes.
Well, it depends.
Like, I'm terrified of what's going to happen.
No. You're just being affected by the media frenzy, the feeding frenzy, the
I'm
hysteria.
I'm affected by his words that I watch come out
That's
of his
That's right.
Mouth.
He talks
That's what
like
I'm
shit.
By.
Okay, but we'll see. I don't think once he becomes president, he's going to be like that.
I mean,
he's
I don't
not.
Think he'll have. Well, he won't have the ability to. I mean, obviously, you have to go through different people. You
yeah,
have the final
to.
Say so, but you definitely have to go through a House of Representatives. You still have a voting process. Like, you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be like,
there's
boom,
a lot.
Shit's going to happen today like this.
Yeah,
Build
plus you
wall.
Have advisors, you know, you have secretaries and everything. And, you know, he's not alone there. You know, right now he just says whatever the hell he wants.
If he
but,
wins, the first yeah. words coming out of my mouth are, oh, fuck. That's just how I'm going to feel.
Not only you, a lot of people will say that. But if Hillary wins, that's what I will say. But at any rate, folks, that's the politics for today. We're going to bring in our guests right now. And we have, we've scheduled this guest to come on. Only like a couple days ago or so. So it's sort of like a last minute thing. Aaron Mapleback, welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you?
Good, good. Are you like...
He's from New York. Yeah. You get noticed.
Yeah, you can hear it. Are
you doing an accent or is that your real accent?
That is my...
Of course it is. I'm just kidding.
My Oka roots coming out.
Really? Nice. Cool, cool. Because sometimes you get people coming in and they do an Australian accent. And
I love those
people. You're, probably not even from Alabama.
I'm from the deep south. Yeah. I can run a trot line and everything. It's disgusting. Like, I'm such a woodsy woman. Gross.
Hold on just a second. There's a phone call. I'm wondering who that is.
Well, hello, caller. Who are you?
Yeah, because... go ahead. You're on the air. Hello?
Well, this is exciting.
Yeah, of course, it's bullshit.
Exhilarating.
Yeah, a wrong number, you know. That's why I never answer phone calls. They're not interesting, even if he did have something to say, but it's probably a wrong number. At any rate, back to Aaron Mapleback. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, now you brought a friend with you, and I want to acknowledge that. I know the show's about you, and you're the artist and everything, but you brought someone with you. Zach, welcome to the show. Zach, get closer to the mic. We need to hear
you.
How
are you guys?
Good. We need to talk into the mic, my friend. Go ahead.
How are you?
Oh, good, good. Now we can hear you.
So, I'm alive. I'm awake.
Right. You're American, though. You're not from Australia.
I'm not.
Right.
What a shame.
How long have you lived here?
In LA. Whole life.
Your whole life? You're an Angelino?
I'm California born, but I've traveled all over the place and lived
really?
In Florida for a long time. And I'm back
and
I'm
ready to party. And my father's Barry White. He's like, I have traveled everywhere. You have the deepest voice I've ever heard in my life.
Do I?
You listen to him. He's like, Barry White.
Okay, well, he's going to need a radio show for himself.
I like it.
All right. So, well, thank you for joining us, Zach. And we're going to learn more about you later. Aaron, I understand you're visiting here from Australia, right?
Yeah.
This time around, are you planning on moving here at all?
Yeah, that would be the aim. There's so much fun stuff to do around here. I mean, it's such a crazy city, as you were saying. There's so much stuff to do here.
Right, yeah.
I mean, why don't we just clog up the freeways with another Aussie driver that just doesn't know where he's going?
Yeah, exactly. You might as well. And if not, we have Uber drivers here coming out of our ears, you know, so you can do that.
Right, keeping employment high.
Right, that's what I'm doing. So you can carpool with your friends.
I'm sure Donald Trump has a plan for that as well.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Let's just murder half the people in the interstate right now. Clear it right on up. No big deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Aaron, where in Australia are you from?
I'm from Melbourne.
Really? That's pretty nice, right?
The south as well.
Well, hello.
Yeah. That's pretty cool down there, right?
Yeah, amazing forests and all that kind of thing. Amazing coastlines. If you've ever heard of the Great Ocean Road.
Yeah.
It's a great ocean road.
It's exactly what it is.
Everybody's got their own shit.
Everyone has their own ocean road.
Yeah, there you go. So how long have you stayed for this time?
I've been here for 3 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what did you come out here to do?
Well, I came out here for a whole bunch of meetings and a whole bunch of pre-production on a new album that will be coming out towards the end of the year or start of next year. Mm-hmm. And I came out here with, you know, starry eyes and all of that and rocked up. And, yeah, I've just been so busy since the time that I landed and... it's just been an incredible ride of just that whole meeting people and sitting around doing crazy things you never thought you would.
Right.
Oh my, that sounds like Vegas.
Yeah.
Hello.
So you're talking about recording and producing music and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay, is that, how long were you doing that in Australia before? I mean, you're pretty young, you know, so when did you start your career in music? When did you decide, okay, this is what I'm going to devote my life to?
Well, it's a really interesting journey for me. I'd always kind of sang, and you know when you sing and you don't ever really listen to yourself and go, oh yeah, I can do this. You always listen to someone else and go, man, they're good. And then you know you keep singing, and then someone will say, hey, you're actually kind of good at that. You should do that. And then they just kept rolling on
just
and on.
Shot.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I will. And then just gig after gig after gig, people just saying, hey, we'd love to book you at home. Love the stuff you're putting out. And love your sound. So it was just kind of that kind of little roller coaster of sweet.
Right. So what kind of what kind of venues were you playing in?
A whole bunch of like clubs and pubs and all that kind of thing, because that's huge in Australia. We're a huge pub
also
nation.
Huge here.
Yeah, right.
Love the pub.
Also huge here, or at least right here.
Yeah. We're a huge bar station. Yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
Man. I know how she gets through her traffic. She's completely. Got her There's no way that anyone drives through LA traffic happy as this woman drives through LA traffic.
I love
it's unbelievable. I don't believe you for 1 second.
I love it. Listen, I will be blaring Kelly Clarkson next time you see me on the floor of Flav. Just
not even
getting
there.
It. Not I will be single lady dancing. Don't worry about it. Like, I got this.
Just one hand out the window.
Just one hand, yeah. Hey, girl. Sorry about
that. So, Aaron Mapleback, a musician from Australia. What kind of music did you start playing when you decided to do this?
It was funny. The first song that I ever first cover that I ever put out was actually Michael Bublé.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I was hell into that crooning kind of thing, and was like, oh, this is chill, and thought, oh yeah, I can. Michael's a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. This will work. And yeah, it kind of started from there. But yeah, kind of moved along towards more soul and that kind of way. Just because it just plucked my heartstrings and I just loved it too much. So
yeah. So you decided to do cover music. That's pretty cool, because that's what I like to sing, you know. Now, are you
in the shower or?
No. Hello. I've been singing all my life too, playing the guitar and everything, believe it or not. So I haven't sung a lot lately, but I love singing. It makes you feel like, you know, right? I mean,
it's
there's a certain feeling.
It's a release.
And now I really sit in the car, you know, and sing. You know, I don't sing in the shower, but yes, in the car with the music blasting, I do. Mm. When I was younger, I remember in my teens, we also did cover music and stuff. That's like ancient time for you. But I mean, can you imagine people haven't been in their teens in the 70s? I mean, this is like 2015. I was in my teens in the 70s, man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, to you, it's like ancient history. But what I'm saying is I grew up on Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and Deep Purple
and the
Rolling Stones and the Beatles and, you know, all the greatest music.
Listen, hey, Elton John, my dad passed that on to me. That's just classic music. That's like a classic car. Everyone's
exactly. It was
that.
A classic time.
Enough, you're going to love music.
Yeah.
Passes on a jawline. Dad also passes on his music collection. You know,
Thank you. There you go. You know,
totally good.
Yeah,
totally
I know. I wish I hadn't sold all my records. I had so many vinyls. You know,
I have a ton.
And tapes.
We should get together and
really?
No joke. We should get together and listen to some.
Yeah, I know. That'd be cool. And they sell turntables again. For a while, you couldn't even find a turntable, you know, to play it on.
There's like a record store down in the middle of LA, though, like an old school record store.
Well, I think it's the days of Eminem scratching tracks.
Right?
And like, come on, listen to my track. Wooka, wooka, wooka.
Yeah,
the very first time
go.
I saw that, I was like, oh, what's he doing? Right? You know what I mean? It's horrifying.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're like, you're going to get in so much trouble.
Yeah.
I always get that at home.
It's dope, though. It's a crazy
Can
sound.
I scratch on your turntables?
Right?
Zach,
I will break your arms and your legs.
Yeah. Zach, listen, you're killing me with the microphone. Let me explain something to you, and then you'll be close.
There we go.
Okay, awesome.
We got this going now.
No, because you're sitting almost in the other room. Okay, what I'm trying to say is, look, you'll thank me later, because when you sit so far, you're out of the area that the microphone covers. So it sounds like
delicious.
You're in another room.
We want you warm in our ears.
There you go. You know. So, I'm sorry,
there
Zach. You were saying, okay, this guy's like trying to seduce her all morning here.
I don't think so.
No?
I think everyone's just having a really good time. We've all had guests.
No, I mean, he was just licking you in the air, right?
We're all just having a really prosperous good time.
He promised to save his voice some, so we're all just chatting.
I'm sitting across the table from a super hot former Maxim model. I mean,
Thank
I've got to
you.
Get it while the getting's good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It feels good. Thank you.
Yeah.
It feels really good. It feels amazing.
Thank you. So I have a question for you. So you, first of all, for like the ladies who are listening, like if I have to describe, I don't know, we're going to plug his Facebook later so you can see what he looks like. But if you were to think, like if I were to give you a word to think about what he looks like, it's just sex. That's it. He's gorgeous. So how did acting come about for you? Because you're also doing that. You have a story coming out soon, or you have a film coming out soon. So how did you get into that? And modeling too. So
Yeah.
How did all this come about? You're doing everything.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. Acting kind of took off for me before music, because I'm such a movie buff. I just love and the theater. So I it was funny just knowing people. They were like, hey, I need someone for a short film. You know, when I was really young, some people would always go, oh, I need someone for a short film, and I'd be like, sure, why not? Yeah. And that kind of acting journey kind of began really young. And I just graduated working with, you know, one of the best coaches in Los Angeles, Howard Fine. So that was an incredible journey, working with all of his incredible faculty that are all world class. So that journey has been amazing. But yeah, the short film that's about to come out, Couch Killer, that was an amazing Melbourne based short film with some serious vets in the cast. So I'm just like, hey, I'm the new guy. And these guys have been doing it for, you know, 50 years. And these guys have been doing it for 50 years, and I'm like, well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
And so it was amazing to learn so much and be just part of such an amazing ensemble, and make such an amazing short film that's going to come out in the middle of the year. So you're
the trifecta guy. You've got the modeling, you've got the singing, you can play guitar, ukulele, and piano. Like, what comes easiest to you between the three things that you do and mastered, besides looking like sex? What's the easiest thing for you?
I'd probably say piano and singing.
What's your passion?
It's just a straight flow out of, one of the things about acting is not a lot of people know a lot of the extra work that goes into it. So to do something quiet as what acting is, it actually takes a lot more work than someone would actually imagine. You know, go read Respect for the Actor by Uta Hagen. You'll have a 200-page book of how hard it is.
Right.
It was just because, you know, you sing from the time you come out of the crib and just sing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it goes.
So, no, so we can't. I mean, I'm dying to hear you sing. Don't you have anything online? I mean, you know.
Yeah, we had to take it all down just because of a few copyrighted
issues. Because you're doing cover music.
Yeah. Right. So now that that's a problem. We're going to have to bring out all of.
So you got to start doing your own music now.
I'm excited about that. I like that. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, because cover is fun, but the thing is, there's no market for it. You know, people want to hear the original. So, you know, I mean, even when there's like
no one went there to hear him sing. They went there to look at him and watch him.
Okay, like, all right, we'll go back to that. If you don't want to, you don't want to focus on his music. We can talk about sex.
We're saying when he's doing covers, everyone's like.
They just put that shit on mute.
Yeah, we know the words. Go ahead. Keep talking.
That's okay. We'll talk sex. Okay. So now, if you were, let's say, I won't put you on the spot. Let's go back to Aaron. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you were talking about me being a triple threat. I'd say one of the things that comes least easy to me would probably be dancing. I feel like I look like a penguin in a crowd just whenever I'm in a club, just like doing my own thing, and they're just going, I think this is what dancing is.
Right. And that's what I think it should be. Dancing is about just like moving to music.
Gyrating.
You know, that's what it is. They call it an extra for you. Like, bring the extra and he has to dance.
You know, it doesn't have to look good, you know, it just has to feel good for the person that dances.
So
that would create a problem doing cover music, but obviously people can get a piece of your talent or an idea of what you sound like when you do cover music. So now you realize that I probably need my own music if I want to make it.
Who do you sound like, by the way? Just out of curiosity, because you do a lot of covers. So who do you think you, if we were to like think, since
well,
we can't
I mean,
hear
they
it,
say he does Beyonce. I mean, you do
you
women
go
as well.
Lady.
That's pretty cool.
So you girl. Could,
yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Everyone's
to
all
do,
information like.
Smells like lemonade.
Or does he do lemonade? Do you do lemonade? The new song?
No, I don't.
All right, just asking.
Not
she was
yet.
Ballsy in that one. Mm-hmm. Not yet, the diva says. So who do you sound like? Is it they?
Who would I say that I say? I'd say it's kind of, I don't know if you know, because I'd say Australian artists, but similar to the Australian artists like Matt Corby, if you know him.
No.
Kind of a mix between him and Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
So somewhere in that kind of
somebody
realm.
Perked up. We're gonna need a mop and mop.
Hello.
Yeah. Already.
Well, listen, you better hurry up and produce at least one song.
I know.
Because otherwise people can't listen to you unless it's off the air, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you play in a club or something and you do cover music, it's okay. But once you're in broadcast and stuff, you can't do that. You know?
I still think there's something it's an amazing gift, as you said, about singing, about that amazing cathartic kind of journey. We had a private Q&A in Melbourne with Hugh Jackman, and we were sitting down talking to him about, you know, why he acts and what he really gets when he is in the theatre and stuff. And he really just talks about the connection that he has with his audience as he's doing his thing, whether it's singing, whether it's dancing, whether it's acting. And he just knows that, and it's so true, just as a statement about all performers, that it is that gift of being able to come in and connect with someone that you have no idea of anything about, but you can just go, hey, here's me.
Right.
That's
and
so true.
I think I think it's one of the greatest gifts of being an artist.
I think, the reason I say it's true is because you think about a song that's written and you listen to it and how it makes you feel. There's even a commercial out about this where people are listening to their favorite song and they describe the emotional journey it takes them through.
Yeah,
like,
right?
If you can do that to someone and make them truly, like Leonardo DiCaprio in that new movie, he actually makes you believe he's there and struggling and going through this. If you can really do that and make someone feel sorry for you and cry, that's
yeah,
genius.
Yeah, I think one of the things that Howard teaches is that the actor's journey is to show humanity, show the same thing that you go through every day, and show someone either a triumphing through it or showing you yourself and going, I get you. This is my compassion. This is my empathy. And I have been there. We have all been there. And it's showing that likeness of humanity. I think that's just what you fall in love with, is you just go, man, I've been there. Like, man, I've felt that. I've wanted to say that. You know, I've wanted to scream from the top of the hill so many times, and I'm just sitting in my living room going, oh, flicking through the cable channels, going, why is there not something else on?
Right? No. So my question to you is, are you going to write your own music, or are you going to have someone else write?
No, yeah, I definitely will be writing my own music.
Since that's so you're passionate, obviously.
Well, not only that, but you have to. Today, you know, only if you're a big artist, somebody will write for you. You know, today, the music is, I mean, the singing is important, but you got to have a good song.
Yeah. That's so important. That's why I'm so thankful for the team that I have, because, you know, everyone always goes, oh, that artist is really cool, and then they don't realize the amount of people that actually you need to have around you that actually support you and build.
Right.
Build something incredible, because, you know, you look back at, you know, Led Zeppelin going all the way back.
Let's rewind the clock.
Hey,
no,
is Led Zeppelin, you know, your favorite?
One of them, yes.
Did you know
absolutely.
That Iron Butterfly launched his career by being a total jackass? He lost his entire thing, and they were opening for him. He took over their concert, and that's what they took off.
Really?
You're welcome.
No, I never heard of that story, but it sounds interesting. Yeah.
Not there just a go. Pretty face.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you
well,
go.
Hello, Twice. Hello, Squared. I like it.
So sounds good. Now, if people want to find out more about you, contact you, how can they find you online?
They can find me on my Facebook page, which is Aaron Mapleback, like maple syrup, but with a back.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good explanation.
Yeah. I have had to do that very often.
That's pretty cool. So your family's still back in Australia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they are.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I do. I have two older brothers and a little sister who just got engaged.
Congratulations.
So being single is now like, oh, great. I'm the older brother that's single.
Yeah, you're the gray sheep tinging on black.
Yeah. Wait, gray sheep?
You're gray. You're like in between. You're like the purgatory of black sheeping.
Like, oh, he's doing something cool.
Because you haven't had children or gotten engaged or anything else.
Because I mean you wouldn't be doing anything with your life if you hadn't done that.
I'm sure your mom is like, you have to. Was she not?
Yeah, no, she's always on the case,
hence the gray sheep. I'm a mom, so I get it.
Yeah.
Super fishy like that.
Very cool. So wait a minute, but you said you have older brothers, right?
Yeah.
So how did you say you're the oldest?
Well, older than her. She's the youngest. So I've got two older brothers than me, so
right, so everybody's older than her.
Man, how old is this guy actually?
No, it's true. I'm trying to do some math here, you know.
Yeah, I'm 23.
Nice.
23, so your younger sister's getting married. That means she's married pretty young.
I just thought about that. I was
she's 21, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool. And
so, country towns, country towns.
And so they're all still back there, right?
Yeah,
so
they are.
Is that traditional to marry young like that back where you're from?
Yeah, it is. Like my two of my best friends both married at 21, you know, found the love of their life, you know, so lucky at such an early age.
Wow.
And, you know, my older brother, the next one above me, he also got married at 21. So, you know,
wow.
It's a thing. Gracious. It's a thing.
It's obviously a thing.
That was very southern of you. Yeah. Thang. I heard the thang in there.
You're welcome.
Well, sure he said he's from the south. I mean, you're deep south. I mean, that's like the deepest south ever. Down under. Hey. You know?
Right on.
Don't get much more south than that, you know?
Before you we're down in Antarctica, guys.
It's Antarctica almost. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, wow. We bring our booties.
Well, then.
So what's the climate like there? What's the weather like?
Similar to Portland or San Francisco.
Really? Melbourne. Kind of overcast and rainy?
Yeah, except for the summertime when it just gets really, really hot and you're just like, why? Why?
Alabama.
Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of weather confused. You'd think it's, you know.
It's either like Alaska or Melbourne / Vietnam. Like that humid, heat, miserable. You're like not sure where I am geographically, but it's miserable. Conditions.
But that's what I've always found is the greatest kind of music and art really comes out of places like, you know,
LA.
Like, yes, Seattle and
No, I have to be like balanced and comfortable, right? If I'm cold, I'm like, I'm miserable and I focus on it. It's horrible. It's the worst.
Yeah,
that's but you'll true, drive through LA traffic
all the time and write a song.
I'm still not buying this.
Aaron, did you find any people yet that you feel you're gonna collaborate with and would feel good about it?
Yeah, I have. I found a bunch of people that I really love their work. As it's still early days, I'm not gonna name drop.
Okay,
nice. I'd be really
sounds
nice
good
about that.
Okay,
But yeah, you know their stuff, and that's why I'm really, really excited to just see how things come out. Because I think that's one of the artist's gift is that, you know, we get to tell a story in a new way that's different.
Right.
So, you know, two people coming together to tell a new story is amazing.
Two that's perspectives. True. Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So you're multi-talented. Do you prefer music? Do you prefer acting? Where do you think you're going to be strong?
That's a tough question.
Because you're still too young. I mean, you still have plenty of time to decide.
Exactly. I honestly, acting has been what I've spent the majority of my time working on.
Okay.
Working with, you know, people that I just couldn't. I'm just so fortunate and lucky that I've had the opportunity to work with such incredible people.
Right.
So in that regard, I've just. It's been one thing that's kind of just, you know, dominoes.
So is that, I mean, is there work for actors in Australia?
Yeah, we do have TV networks there.
Right.
There are.
I believe you do.
We still use
camcorders, but
I meant,
you know,
more in film.
Yeah. No, it's actually amazing. There's just such a it's really kind of, you think of it as like the industrial revolution of film in Melbourne and Australia. It's kind of just going through that massive boom that where it's kind of going, oh, cool. There's actually, you know, more of a market for this. You know, a lot of Australian actors and everyone are just
they're exploding here.
It's scary. You got to think that combustion of people exploding just is really bad.
Are you going to do, because many of them have they have American accent and stuff. Do you think you could do that?
I could probably do one of those if you'd really like, but you know, I'm,
my guy
I'm
sounds like he's from Maine.
Well, it's
cool,
the main
but I like
central,
no, I mean, like,
central
I have
American
to
kind
make
of
a
accent
state. Yeah, like if I were to do like an Australian accent, you'd be like, whoops, she's not from around like the city of Australia. Down towards the country.
I would love it if you did a Queensland accent, where it is actually probably one of my favorite things to make fun of whenever my Queensland friends come into town. So if you're listening,
if you're listening, I'm just kidding.
They're always like, oh, just heading down to school, gonna go jump in the pool. It's all great all down here.
Like
just like, yeah,
oh, wow,
no worries.
Really heavy.
Yeah,
Crocodile Dundee one, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. It's thicker than Crocodile Dundee. You're like, how did that even happen? Like,
whoa.
Crocodile Dundee is supposed to be the most ochre person on the planet, and there's more ochre people out there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's true. Like in England, though, the same thing happens. There's like that whole like. There's that like really country sound that's more like that was like Amy Winehouse, and then you have like the people who are like any of the actors that you can think of. The guy who played Gandalf, he has like this totally different sound.
Oh, Ian McClellan.
You know, yeah, he has this totally different sound, and you're like, are you sure? You're both from England? Like,
yeah. Oh, England's crazy for accents. That's one that. Honestly, I would just say that's a whole nother level of mastery. If you can work your way around England, you're doing pretty all right. I mean,
yeah. I feel like
there's the posh kind of English that's, you know, a little bit more towards, you know, London, a little bit north and that kind of thing. And you've got your Cockney and things like that, and that's, you know,
oh,
right
Jesus.
Back.
There's so many. They're like little sex.
Yeah, you drive, you know, a couple of miles, and then they've got a whole different
accent. Not sex.
Imagine how love talking goes. All right, baby. Yeah, right. That's
I'm
good.
Like, I'm good.
Like, what is it?
I'm just going to put my pants on.
We had a few friends in from Germany just the other day, and we were joking about it. It was like, yeah.
Listen, Germans do have the most, like, as a female who is a connoisseur, not a connoisseur of accents.
A connoisseur?
But, well, okay, sure. Yeah, of course.
Of something.
I need a connoisseur
clarification. Accents. Okay. We'll go with accents for currently.
Okay.
Later we'll talk more.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I think that I forgot what I was going to say right now.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Aaron Mapleback, also joined by Zach. And we never did get your last name. Do you want to reveal it or
Jaden?
Zach Jaden. Okay, so we'll memorize
like a porn
that.
Name.
What?
That's like a porn name. First name, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a stage name.
I have to ask. Okay,
do it.
So. We've been talking a lot about sex. And
have we?
Well, no, we haven't. You have.
Okay, perfect.
So,
that's how I like it.
You have two kids. And it seems like it just comes back to sex. Do you have a man?
I don't. I actually went through a breakup a while back. I don't. I'm focusing on career. I'm a super big organic person. I get up and I run, and I want to find a man organically. So, like, I'll find one day, and it will happen. But I'm not forcing. Like, I'm not. I do not believe in Tinder.
Mm.
I barely have an Instagram. Like, kind of a Twitter.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much, Zach. We're the ones asking the questions here.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I don't believe in it.
So, Aaron, do you have somebody?
No, I don't.
No, he
I
figures don't. I'm going to keep my options.
I think that's a yes.
Right? Like, keep
no,
my options
we,
open.
It's tense because we kind of just broke up. So
same thing.
That is tense.
Thanks for bringing it up. Thank you.
Well, no problem.
It's great for writing songs, though. It's always good. It's always good to remind that you're human and you feel things.
No, absolutely. And that's the thing. I mean, you have to embrace what happens to you. You know, you can't like say everything becomes a lesson. You know, you look back and you go, wow, you know what? It happened for the best, you know, whatever. Mm. So,
you tell me that. We just had this conversation. You actually gave me that advice when I called and told you I had my breakup, and you were like, it's for the best. I was like, I'm already moving on. What you mean?
Yeah, that's true. So you already figured it.
Yeah.
Yeah, figured it out. Yeah.
Just skipping down.
But I don't think so. I mean, it'll take you time to get over it probably and stuff, but you're keeping your options open now. Yeah. You know, you're going to be successful. You don't need to settle down with one woman. You're too young for that.
Is this polygamy? Is this plugging polygamy right now?
No.
Polyamory. We're pretty open for women doing the same. It's more polyamory here than this polygamy. We don't want to have it just one thing.
Yeah, no. I didn't mean you have to marry all of them, you know.
But
in America, okay, let me tell you how it is in America.
But consummate all your marriages, is what we're saying.
let me tell
be honest about
America,
it all.
Okay?
Are you going to be famous? So just share that money around.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, in America, you try to keep your options open because you never know what happens tomorrow. And then in LA, you realize, hey, if I meet this girl and I settle down with her, tomorrow I'll meet somebody who's even more beautiful. What am I going to do then?
That's
the problem with
mentality.
LA.
It is
a problem.
That's why, like,
and
Alabama.
People can't commit.
I don't get it. I'm from Alabama.
Yeah, people can't commit. Plus, you know, I mean, you're not in your early 20s. You know, I mean, things have changed.
Thanks, Sam.
Shots fired.
Are you in your early 20s?
I'm in my early 30s. I just became 30 like 10 minutes ago.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you. Okay, I wasn't lying, right? You're not in your
20s. Yes, you were.
What? Why? Are you in your 20s?
No.
Okay, so stop it.
Painful Sam.
Okay, so stop it.
Painful Sam.
Okay, I didn't say how old you were. You said
Listen,
how old you
are. I don't care
old.
How old I am. The older I get, the more experience I get. The better, the happier I am, the more money I have. Here's why yeah. it's awesome to date me.
Well, good.
I can
good.
Afford myself
Keep
and
believing
you,
that.
And I'm great in bed.
Keep believing that.
So she doesn't need okay. Tinder because she has a radio
show. Yeah. I have my own shit, so that's why I'm cool to have sex with.
There you go. For those of you just joining us, you probably realize that voice is not Kelsey. Kelsey, I don't know that she would have said something
to be
like that.
After that one?
She never would have said something like that. Maybe off the air, but not. You know.
There's just no balls there.
No. Maybe she would have. I can't speak for her, really. But Leah is with me here and filling in. We're talking to Aaron Mapleback, who's visiting from Australia. You're going to be here for another 6 months, did you say?
No, I'll be here for another couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
And then organizing coming back.
Okay, so nice. You sort of like finished your visit.
Yeah. So it's the way that the kind of market works a little bit is that you turn around, come back, go home, touch base again, and then come
but
back.
But it's good, yeah, because you don't want to. This is your first time in LA and stuff?
No. I've been a few times.
Okay,
before.
Okay, so you've been here, so you know what the hell's yeah. going on.
I know what this place is like.
Okay. He's right. like, I know what's going on in LA. That's why I spent so much time here.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
I know these.
I'm
streets.
Keeping my options open, like you said.
Yeah.
Cool. And what do your parents do back there?
His mom's a teacher,
Yeah, my mom is a teacher. She teaches wow. She teaches 4-year-olds how to sign in with sign language. So
really?
She yeah. if none of you could see that she was just
what did you just tell him?
So I was She's like, "Hi, you're a very beautiful guy."
Oh wow, like, you know sign language?
I do. My cousin's. Mother does the same thing. My mom was a teacher as well. That's why I knew his mom was a teacher.
Oh, wow.
I retained that one.
Wow, you can just remember. Fun. Yeah.
Hello.
So mom's teaching, so she gets to hang out with, you know, 4-year-olds every day, and then, you know, whenever I come over home, she always has to deal with another 4-year-old that's me.
Yeah, right.
So
how did she get into that? That's very interesting.
She always started when she was really young. She just always kind of loved people in that regard, and really just cared for the little guy. And so she, you know, grew up in a Christian home with parents that just, you know, would always spend a lot of time with kids, and sure. and she just kind of never left that kind of world, and you know, knew that she always wanted to teach. It was kind of one of those, you know,
wow.
shining light bulbs above her head. So I, you know, it's been always funny, you know, when we finish with something, mom goes, "Are you done with this toy? Can I take it to school?" I'm like, "Mom, I'm 23. Stop taking my stuff."
And
I still want to use that Tonka truck. Okay, just stop it.
No, it's not a toy, Mom. It's memorabilia.
Yeah. So yeah, it is a little bit of that kind of like, it was on my wall for a reason, Mom. I remembered that toy.
It was
it's wonderful. And yeah, so my dad, he's been a tradie. I don't know if you guys know use that phrase. A tradie is like a tradesman. We just shorten everything in Australia.
Yeah, that's
nice.
True.
Not everything.
Yeah,
like the Barbie and the. Not everything. Okay, they don't shorten penises
I
there.
Didn't
is that
say
what you're trying
word.
Okay,
you
where do they shorten?
I'm just going to sit here and drink tea.
You just had to stick it in.
This tea is hot.
It had to be there in the conversation.
There's a study recently put out about that, about like sizes around the country. It's pretty cool. I'll send it to you.
Uh huh. Why is that cool?
Why is it cool? Because it's a good like reference guide. Okay. You're like, you're from where?
But
no, I'm good.
Okay, but why do I need that, Leah?
You're from
China?
That's
a good point. That's okay. a good point. Maybe you just want it for like general knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get pictures of dicks in my Snapchat. So I wouldn't so
no
know.
Dick pics in the study. There are no dick pics, but I do have plenty of those in my inbox. I'm like, why?
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Every woman.
Like, was it cold today? Is that what you should always just send out, you know, just a picture of the freezer and just say, was it cold today or something?
I don't. I'll open it and I'll look at it and let them know I've seen it and then just not say a word just so they know I'm just like straight facing.
You just got
like,
that power. You got that power. I know yeah. what you're packing.
I'm writing DJ Khaled another one.
Changing topic.
Back to not your penis. Go ahead.
Yeah, back to my dad.
Now it just got
thanks,
weird.
Mom.
Sorry, Dad.
No, yeah.
It's like I'm going to think twice of doing any more interview.
This is the best one.
No, but that's the thing. You see, you have to realize something about show business, man. Once you decide to be out there, you're out there, you know? Mm. People are going to ask you anything and everything, and you got to be prepared, you know? Mm. Because you don't have a lot of privacy, because by definition, you want to be out there. You want to be famous. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be known. You want to have a following, which means, you know, I mean, I've given up a lot of my privacy being on the radio and stuff, you know.
Does that mean you Snapchat your stuff to people?
Well, let's put it this way. No, I don't. I don't, because I don't think...
I
don't think it works. Women say...
It doesn't. Trust
yeah,
me.
Women
we
say, I don't want to get...
unless it's yeah, there women, for us.
They want to see who's attached to it and stuff, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, well, I mean... Okay, here, let interested. Me explain something to you guys. My show, okay. Our show is about dating and sex, so that's why I'm like...
always
my,
there.
Yeah, that's
always
why
there. It's your thing.
It's because when I'm on radio, I'm usually my mind's there. And when I'm not, too, so...
Exactly. So
but
the
yeah,
whole point
that's
is
why
mood.
It's coming up a lot. Yeah, that's why it's coming up a lot. But yeah, I know. I mean, you're right. We don't want to see... You're exactly right. It doesn't work.
But that's cool. You're in your prime right now. You're supposed to be sexual
and
everything, right?
I'm in my sexual prime
right?
in my 30s. So
there you go.
What was that movie? Almost 30? No,
definitely already 30.
No, what was the movie where she's like 30 and flirty and thriving? With what's that actress?
Just... 30 and out there.
Suddenly 30. Suddenly 30. Where she's sitting there, 30 and flirty and thriving. Look,
yeah,
you're in
that.
You're in
that. That was a good one.
Yeah, 30, you're in the. 30. You're
you know
in
what?
The zone.
Let me tell you what I did
absolutely.
Last night. This morning, I went to bed at 10:30 after watching Love and Hip Hop, the recorded one, because it's my way of getting drama in my life. I don't like drama, but I love to watch it because you're like, why? What are you doing? You're an idiot. It's amazing to watch. And I got up and I ran this morning and I juiced. I am geriatric. I don't go out.
Geriatric at 30. Yeah.
I am
fuck
so
that.
Old. Like if a man bullshit. Comes in my life and can swing by, like when if it works in the schedule, perfect. If not, not trying to chase you down. Not going down. I'm busy. Me
so it's pretty much
swipe
just
left.
Go
only,
down.
Only when you've got energy for it. It's like, come on, guys. I got
always
a full
have
day.
Energy
I have
for
a full
it.
Day.
That's not
I have
what
a full
I said.
Day.
All
I
you
always
get
have
is,
energy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the time.
What happens
about.
Juicing? Juicing it gives you energy.
Juicing and running.
Juicy
does
running.
Wonders for the libido.
Aaron Mapleback, what is there anything we didn't cover yet that you want to talk about? I mean, you are an actor. You're a musician. Everything's going on in your life. You're happy. Things are going for you. Where do you see yourself, let's say, 5 years from now?
5 years. 5 years, I would probably say that a few albums released and living over here. Yeah, it's funny. I always I don't always subscribe to the 5 year. You kind of always just have that dream or vision inside your heart of where you're gonna be. So you know, like at the Academies or the Grammys or something like that, just hanging around and doing my thing.
So you're already envisioning yourself there, which is
yeah,
pretty
well,
cool. Yeah,
it's part of a journey anyway. So.
Right. You got to imagine it first for it to happen, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. We sit next to a lot of different people, and this is, I mean, like, no bullshit. I sit next to other people, too, that work, but I kind of feel like, do you know when you... There was one other girl that I sat next to, and she exploded right after we had an interview with her, and I kind of feel like we'll hear about you again. I don't say it about a lot, because we had another guy on not long ago, and then I feel like this, honestly, I feel like with the way that you, A, act and carry yourself, and B, the fact that you can do everything except for dance... You're good. Oh. You're good.
I can flail. Like I can flail my arms in an orderly fashion.
That's cool.
In an orderly fashion.
That's all that matters. If you're in a crowd, flail away. You're good to go. There you go. You like okay, let me just let everyone know what it looks like. He looks like the guy at the car place where it's like the blow up guy. That's exactly
it's
what it
looks
like.
It's my go to. It's my go to. It's how
it's
I try.
Shitty or go not to anymore. Don't go there anymore. Don't go there.
Probably why.
Stand there and look pretty. Everyone's like, we didn't have to dance. He's fine. Can't cool. do everything.
Yeah. Good thing there's choreographers. So that's
it's true. It's true.
Thank Jesus.
Awesome. So you're on Facebook. Are you on Instagram too?
Yeah, I am. So that's Aaron Mapleback. So
Aaron Mapleback, pretty easy
Aaron,
to find.
Aaron.Mapleback, yeah. So
okay, or well, I'm sure if people Google you, there's probably not that many Aaron Maplebacks. Pretty
no,
unique name.
I'm yeah, our family is actually the only Maplebacks in the world.
Really? So,
yeah. No, it
dope.
Is.
Dope. You're like Australian royalty.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
well,
I'm a maple back. You respect
me. I feel it's
me.
Almost like confused royalty because it sounds like I'm from Canada, but it's just, I'm in Australia. Like, I'm maple back. What? Yeah. Australia, but
you probably had it like a rogue grandfather that was a drunk. Like, we're inventing this shit. Yeah. We're the fucking maple backs from now on. You know what I mean?
Like maple
everyone
bacon.
Calls the maple backs with respect.
Yeah, or like they fell through a pile of maple syrup and like, oh, I got it all over my back. Hey,
maple back.
Maple back.
It's done. We've
it's
named
time.
That's what happened at Ellis Island. People would name someone. They couldn't read their last name. They'd be like, all right, you're from Corleone. That's your last name.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, all the carpenters and tradesmen are their original name. You know, from England and out through the UK. Through
my maiden name
was
Copper.
You were a blacksmith.
Well, there you go.
I was not.
Coppersmith.
My great grandfather or great great whomever had to have been. I'm actually Native American. I feel like they had to adopt a name. Wasn't that weird?
Wow.
No, it's like
I feel like they have enough names already, though. There's
well, I feel like they did it for like hiding, for like they just threw some stank on it. Like, we're not here. Don't look at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Zach, thank you. And Leah, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
As always, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.